Blog Talk Radio. on this Monday night, Monday's News and Reviews with myself, William Bernard, Brooks Faggus, Russell Hode, and I tell you what, we got a surprise on the show. Miss Hurricane Ian is in here with us tonight, and everything, I haven't had her on the show. Hurricane, how you doing, my girl?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in and hear you guys. Always love your show.
Well, we've been missing you like crazy. I tell you what, we've been having a lot of good things going on and everything. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the coronavirus. And I tell you, this virus that's going on, Virgil got his hands on some information, and we're going to be talking about all that here in a minute. So, Virgil, Russell,
I really
how y'all doing,
brother?
Well, I've been good this season. I really am. Hurricane, great to hear you on the show again, girl. We miss you. Before we get started here on this coronavirus and stuff like that, I want to take a moment and just wish the best of luck and prayers going out to Rush Limbaugh, who is pretty much the father of talk radio. He was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
Yep.
And here shortly, he's going to be taking off some time to fight that battle. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to wish him the best. The man is absolutely a phenomenon, if you think about it in relative terms. How long has radio been around? Since about
he's been around. Oh, gosh.
Hang in here. Hang on. Radio's been around since, what, 1920, somewhere in there, before it really started catching on.
Oh,
somewhere,
yeah.
Right around that period. Think about this. This man has been number one in radio history for like a third of radio history. I mean, that's just amazing. And There's nobody like him, this truly breaks my heart. I'd just like to say our prayers and best wishes go out to him. Rush, get well, brother.
And I tell you, Rush Limbaugh, he's a legend, you know, and because of him, you know, we are, you know, a lot of radio broadcasters started out because of him. And everything, and when I heard about the news, I was shocked and sad about it and everything. But to have, you know, the lung cancer and everything, that's a hard, it's gonna be a long, hard fight for him, especially at his age. But we do wish him the best, and we do send our prayers out to him and everything. And I tell you, it's cancer is just something that is very serious. I lost my dad to colon cancer about 20 years ago and everything. And I'll tell you, it's cancer is very, very hard to fight. But anyway,
I lost my mom to cancer. We lost the dear brother, Ron, one of Hurricane's best friends.
Yep, Ron Eichel. Yep.
Lost Ron, man. It's just an ugly, ugly disease, man. And you just can't tell me they don't have a handle on it. I'll never believe that.
That's true. So, but anyway, Virgil, why don't you bring us up to date what we were talking about on this coronavirus. I know you sent me some clips and I was looking at it, you know, with all this evidence that's come out of China. This evidence was actually smuggled out of China and everything and stuff. And the person that smuggled this evidence out risked their lives and stuff. And people don't realize how serious this is. Russell called this the other night on the show. This was man-made. Very much man-made.
This was man-made, and I saw some numbers, some different numbers come through. Some say 90,000 and cases, when they're saying it's just over 20-something thousand now, I think. But what I'm hearing, a little bit of intel that I've come through, now, this is not confirmed because there is no way to confirm this stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Chi-Com government has clamped everything down over there tighter than their cat dad. But we have a little nurse friend, me and a couple buddies of mine that we knew who ended up in China. she's at ground zero and stuff, and she's saying that that we're being just lied to, that her words, now not mine. Now, realize I'm going to repeat myself. There's no way to confirm this.
Right.
But they're basically under martial law. They have everything shut down. They're trying to keep all this hidden. And she's saying that there's more like 2.8 million people infected. It's been over 100,000 deaths. And
right.
Now you think about this. They don't do burn pits for 300 or 400 bodies. And they've had, I've seen pictures come out of there where these crematoriums, just vehicles one behind the other, stacked, lined up miles down the road, stuff like that. And what she was saying, that each one of these vehicles is capable of transporting 4 or 5 bodies. So I don't know, man. I don't know. FBI can suck my dick. I don't care if you're mistaken.
Right. Right.
Sorry about my French there, Hurricane. I apologize. It's unbelievable. And I told y'all when this started a month ago, we first heard about this, that, man, this stinks. It's something not right here. I said, there's a level 4 bio lab there, biological warfare lab there. And this leak just happened to occur in the Chinese New Year when all their citizens are traveling all over the world for their vacations and stuff like that. It was just
right.
It was too neat of a little package. I don't know. What do you think, Virgil? Virgil?
Virgil, are you there? He's unmuted, so.
Virgil? Huh? He ain't muted, is he? What do you think about it, Hurricane? What are your thoughts on it?
Any research on the corona, so I was really interested in hearing what y'all say. But I do know one thing, and that Jordan Sather, who's really, really big on Twitter, and my friend Lori Alexander, the conspiracy guru, he put it on Twitter and she put it on Facebook, the link that was to the patent for the vaccine for the corona. And he was struck down, and his stuff was taken down as fake news, and so was hers. So usually when they come after us for fake news, they're trying to hide something. So with that being said, I would believe it was engineered, and they may have even done that to try to stop the Hong Kong protest, and it just went real bad from there, you know, backfired.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I've been working on my new video, so I really haven't got a chance to study it.
Go ahead, Virgil.
Well, it came out today that there is a disinfectant product which lists on the back of it what it's used for. Now, this stuff has been around for quite some time, has been used as a disinfectant. It's not Lysol. It's an industrial disinfectant. And it clearly states on the back what bacteria it will kill. Mm-hmm. And in big, bold, black letters, it says coronavirus. Now, why come out with something with a name that was non-existent a few months ago? Why do you have this?
Right.
So evidently, you've been having a problem with this, or you've had this shit invented. Okay? This stuff, it's a virus. But now they're comparing it to the rabies virus. They're comparing it to the rabies virus because one person, while it's still in the incubation stage, can infect 14 people at once. At once. Okay? Now, let's play a little scenario here. Okay? Let's say we just bought 10,000 acres and we're going to plant corn on it. What do we do? We go out in a pickup truck and just throw corn seed out the window and just wait for it to grow? No. what you have to do, you have to prepare the 10,000 acres to grow corn. You have to first kill the natural grass. You have to kill the weeds and everything else. Then you have to till the soil. Then you have to come up with the fertilizer. Then you have to row it up. Then you have to plant your corn. Then you have to tend to it. Now, let's compare that to the situation within the United States. Within the state of California, we have a homeless crisis of people who are disease-ridden, shitting, pissing on the street, living in filth. We have people coming over the border that have not been given the basic inoculations that have flooded this country. Now we have people, which they said over 100 are going to be brought in from China, United States citizens, and kept in quarantine on military bases. And you have 100 college kids that went to China that are under observation now, a reported dozen cases in quarantine now in the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, wouldn't you say that this compares to tilling the soil to grow destruction?
Exactly. We talked about this the other night, too, on the show, Virgil, that, you know,
this is not an accident. This is not an accident. The people that the videos and the people I have chatted with that have come out of China that are posting these bootleg videos, the Chinese government built a hospital to hold 1,000 people in 10 days. Mm-hmm. In 10 days. What do you think? Do you think they sat down with the engineers and architects and just drew this up out of their ass? No. These prefabricated buildings were waiting. They were in storage. The supplies were there. They were just waiting for the moment. Do the math.
And here's the other thing.
You know that China, nobody comes up with a hospital, a prefab building hospital, that holds 1,000 people, and you got people dropping, you got hospitals running out of supplies. They're full of supplies. Where did they get their supplies from? Where did they get all the protective clothing, the antibiotics, the IVs? Where did they get all the trained personnel?
Hang on there, brother. I don't know where you hear where they have all these supplies and stuff like that, because they're out of everything. They are desperate to supplies. They have no – they said finding a test kit for that stuff like winning a lottery. And you're right on one thing for sure. They have people actually falling over in the streets right now. And Hurricane hit on something, and I said this last week, and I think I said it when we talked about it initially – a couple of weeks ago, whatever that was, and I'll reiterate it again, because this is an important thing everybody needs to realize. How do you get a mass population under control? All right? Mm-hmm. Got this. They had the riots going on in Hong Kong. You had them going on France, Iraq, Iran, Germany, Sweden,
Korea.
The whole nine yards, you know. Pandemic, when the people lives, or so they think their lives, depend on the government, they will cow down and they will conform and they will comply.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, Russell. You brought up a good point there, but knowing governments and knowing military, okay, they had all this stuff in storage.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they're going to take care of themselves. They're going to take care of themselves first, and then use the surplus to take care of select people. All right. You see, this stuff here could have been in bunkers and bunkers, and you know how the Chinese are. This stuff here could have been in bunkers for years, for yep. 10 years. You know, they could have been supplying. I mean, goddamn. You know, you're talking about people, you're talking about a country that thrives on sweatshops. You know, these people can produce items at a phenomenal rate. They can produce anything, you know, that, because of slave labor. What's all that background noise? But
that's not me.
I mean, yeah, conventional hospitals, conventional medical treatment. Okay, yeah, they're running out of supplies and everything else. But you don't see any people. You don't see any. I haven't seen any people in those hospitals wearing military uniforms, keeling over.
Right.
You know, gotta think about
I've
that.
I've been seeing them. I've been seeing them wearing masks and suits and everything. You know, protecting themselves.
And that just
go ahead, Ann.
Yeah. Well, you go.
Go ahead, Ann.
Are y'all talking to me? I kind of had echo. So y'all know I just did that big video on China. So
right.
I worked on China for the last year. Okay, so I ended up getting mm-hmm. some pretty good sources, and that were, you know, insiders. And so I found out about 3 weeks ago that they were saying that they're, of course, remember my video? I said China isn't. We're not China. We don't do things the way they do it. Way different. They're communist. Well, there was about mm-hmm. 7 cities that were total protesting against the Chinese government, and they kept that out of the media. This is right when the virus started hitting and stuff. And there were 7 whole cities where everybody was rising up and protesting against them. And one of the insiders that was there said that they were actually wanted to protest, and that the police officers were beating these people in the head with batons, master heads, and that they had a big army truck that went through the street, and the protesters wouldn't move and ran right over all the people and just killed, like, just tons of people right there on the street because they don't give a damn about the people. And so, mm-hmm. like I said earlier about the Hong Kong protests, they had the Hong Kong protesters, and this fired up this, which they're not talking about, these 7 cities that were actually shut down and on martial law because of the protest, and then this virus comes out. So I just wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do that.
I agree with you 100%. Is somebody eating or smacking?
No, I got my microphone up. I don't know what.
I got my microphone up as well, so I don't know who. I just muted whoever was doing some noise background. So, but you know, I want to say it like this. I think the United Nations has their hands in this as well for population control. I mean, look at the
this is above the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This is way above the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got people here. You got people in the world. You know, what's to say that Iran didn't cut a deal with China because of this? Okay, because
mm-hmm.
Iran knows. If they use their nuclear weapons, that's it for them. Cancel Christmas. That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. All Trump is looking for is an excuse to use ours.
Mm-hmm.
So, what other way do you do it? Money talks,
money
bullshit
talks.
Walks, and everybody's got their price. Everybody, especially the fucking Chinese.
Well, yeah, but now the $64 question is at this point, I have no doubt that China would use this kind of stuff against their own people. Communist tyrannical regimes have done that kind of stuff all the time to unarmed citizenry. And
Joseph, you need to turn that notification off.
I mean, you know, and I have no doubt that China would use this against their own country. But the $64 question was, did China intend for this to spread, or was it actually an accidental link that set all this off? I mean, we don't know.
Well, Russell, if whether it's on purpose or whether it's by accident, okay. According to my knowledge, the world has banned these type of weapons. They banned this kind of research. You know, they're not even supposed to fucking have it.
Yeah,
so,
you know, that's
whether it's well, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know. I know, but you know, whether accidentally on purpose or whether fully intentionally on purpose, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter whatsoever. What does
mm-hmm.
matter is why did they have it? Because Mao Zedong, he killed 20-30 million of his people by starving them, by shooting them, by torturing them to death. That wouldn't sit well today. That would get out. But, oh, we've got an outbreak of a disease. We don't know where it came from. There's
mm-hmm.
too much plausible deniability.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, if it was an attack, what's anybody going to do? China's well-armed and has a nuclear arsenal, you know, one of the top three in the world.
Right.
Well, I mean, this stuff is coming. This stuff is going to come into the United States, and it's going to come into
the United
States. Okay, but in epidemic proportion. And
mm-hmm.
what place has the biggest homeless population in the United States, plus has the biggest Chinese population in the United States? What place is that? It's one city.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Chinatown.
Yep.
I don't know. Have you been to Vegas lately? It's just one giant Chinese town, okay? That's all it is. The subtitles are in China, in Chinese. So I'd say Las Vegas is the second Chinese city in America.
Yeah. I mean, well, every major city has their Chinese population, their little Chinatown, whatever you want to call it. I mean, we have it here in Houston. We have a very large Asian population here. Very,
mm-hmm.
very large. You know, but the thing of it is, and something that's all came out, what they're thinking is, like I said, nothing's concrete on this thing now, but I was wondering about how long it lived on surfaces and one thing or another like that. And come to find out, our little buddy here, Kung Flu, loves cold weather. The colder it is, the longer its surface life is on it. The warmer it is, the shorter the surface life of it is. At this point,
well, isn't that interesting,
yeah.
being that we get all of these catfish fillets and crawfish tails and frog legs and crab meat that's frozen hard as a brick coming into the United States and hitting the shelves of the grocery stores. Isn't that quite convenient that it mutates in cold weather?
Yeah.
Isn't that quite amusing?
Well, no, it lives longest in cold weather. Surface life on it in heat is very short. And I like to say, if you were to cook it, you know, that's one thing. Another, now, you know, the bags and stuff that comes in, that's one thing or another on that, you know. And let us not forget, too, that they just recently here in the last 6 months or so passed a regulation, a law, or okay, SBA okayed something where a lot of the stuff is being, Chinese stuff is being marked as a U.S. product.
But
yes.
here's the thing.
Yes.
So you
it's
cannot,
the timing.
You know, you cannot say, well, I'm just not going to buy anything coming out of China. You can't do that, you know. Because you don't know. It could be stamped, you know, USDA, American shrimp. And it could have come off a boat out of China in one of those wet markets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we do know for a fact, without a doubt, that Ground Zero was not a wet market.
Well, Ground Zero, me and Roger was talking about this earlier, Russell, and you brought this up last week.
Ground Zero is right next to the biofactory that that thing was created out. Not too far down the road from there. What a coincidence is that?
You know, it's just there's a lot not out there on the story, but I am concerned because, like you said, you can't really get any kind of confirmation on anything there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just kind of take what you're being shown and stuff. But some of this video I've seen out of there, these lines of trucks at these crematories and stuff like that. Like I said, if you start seeing burn pits come out of there, which I'm trying to remember. And I thought I saw a picture of one, but maybe it wasn't. I'm not sure. But once they get those burn pits going, you know, you got to know the shit's out of control. And then it's just going to be, because you can't keep anything like this under control.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, Russell, bringing that up, okay, and this gives validity to what Russell is saying. Has anybody lately seen satellite photos of China? Has anybody? Because those burn pits are going to show up. Those burn pits are going to show up on satellite photos. And another thing, getting back to the food, okay? Who in their right mind fries frog legs when they're still frozen? Okay? People handle this food. They thaw it out. They handle it with their bare hands. They rub their eyes. They grab their kids and they face kid kiss them and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And little kids will put anything in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, this if it can survive in the cold, it is dangerous. This is more dangerous than what you think, people.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, what is your input on this? I know you're wanting to talk.
Oh, I've been listening, but so I was talking to somebody today, you know, and you know, you guys were bringing it up that it originated near a a virus test place and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
A guy was telling me today that the coronavirus has actually been around since the 20s. But they got it under control, and it disappeared. So what if they took it and they mutated it, and made it a lot worse? You know what I mean? Like you guys are saying, and all of a sudden release it.
There's different kinds of coronaviruses also, too. Some different ways and stuff like that. All right, they were trying to say, you know, this came through ingestion bats or whatever the fuck, or a wet market or something like that. But I saw some stuff got leaked out, and they're thinking the origins of this, this variation of the coronavirus, is the great and Chinese cobra. Okay? So nobody accidentally plays with one of those. They're two of the most deadly vipers in the world. All
right,
so this was something they took the coronavirus and fucking worked something. You know how these guys are sick, man. I mean, don't get it wrong, man. We got the same shit going on right here under our noses, ladies and gentlemen. We're paying for it.
Yep.
And it's definitely a coronavirus, and you've been right. You're exactly right. Coronavirus has been around for, Ron was saying probably 100 fucking years, but I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ron. Go ahead.
No problem. What I'm saying is that they might have took that virus, right, and basically put coronavirus on steroids, basically, is what they made. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it ended up out in the public. Now, like you guys were talking about with the homeless in San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the homeless population is they travel from city to city and place to place. They hit the tracks. They're actually one of the if a mass homeless population got sick, you could not control their in and out. They hit the highways. They hit the tracks. They travel across the nation.
Exactly. Army of Typhoid Marys.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be no stopping it, you know.
You see, Ron. You see. Okay, smallpox, polio, diphtheria. Okay, we have vaccines for these. These diseases have been around too for hundreds and hundreds of years. We have vaccines for these. We have vaccines for bubonic plague, you know. But once it's released in a massive form, you know, you have limited vaccines. And who are you going to give these vaccines to? Or do you think the elitist, the government officials are going to say, yeah, I'll die for the people. Give mine to the people. No, they're not going to say that. They're going to get theirs first. Then the military is going to get theirs, and you're going to get what's ever left. And whoever's left out of the loop, well, too bad, so sad, cancel Christmas, you know, one less Christmas present for somebody to buy, you know,
right.
At the end of the year. You know, I mean, China is not above, China and Russia, and these countries here, they are not above or below mass extinction of the population, of the populace.
Nope.
They've done it before, and it looks like they're going to do it again, and they're going to take us with them.
Nope.
Trust me, this by June of this year, this country is going to be in an epidemic state of emergency. You wanted to know how they were going to stop? You wanted to know how they were going to stop the 2020 election? Here it is, right here in front of your fucking faces, ladies and gentlemen. It's right here in front of you. They've done it. They've come up with it.
For a nationwide emergency with this already, this disease.
And
this shit
is going to get out of fucking hand, and we're going to be lucky to live through it. You cannot kill virus and a bacteria with an AK-47 and an AR-15. They finally figured out a way to do it.
Well, the leaders' idea, anyways, is population control, right? That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want to reduce the population.
That's what I was fixing to say, Ron. I mean, this fits right into Agenda 21, doesn't it?
Yep.
Agenda 21, and I'm gonna cut into Ann right now. The Book of Revelations. There will be earthquakes and diseases throughout the land.
And here we are.
Several years ago, I was reading about this conspiracy theory that these people had. You know what I mean? One of them was a former biologist doctor. And they were talking about how, you know, they wanted to use population control of a major plague or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were going to distribute out a bad dose of vaccines that would also wipe out quite a few people as well. And, you know, it makes you wonder how much is into that, you know, once you start seeing things like this happen.
Right. Well, look at the chemtrails that is being sprayed out here. I mean, look at that stuff that they're spraying us with, too.
Well, you know, you can sit there and we can talk about this, gentlemen, and we can talk about it, and there's still going to be a majority of people who's going to say, well, that's just crazy. And I can't understand with what history has shown us about governments, different kind of governments, and one thing or another.
Exactly, brother.
They can't accept the fact that the government would have no problem doing something like this if it ensured their ongoing power.
Yep. And governments throughout history have done it. Ben, how many years now have they been weakening everybody's immune system? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, it's not only that, Ron. You see, there were some people back in the day that they're pretty synonymous with the slavery issue called the abolitionists. Okay, they were pretty much like us, you know, the conspiracy theory crazies. Didn't know what they were talking about. Well, when the Navajo population started getting disease and dying And people just would not believe that the United States government, that Ulysses S. Grant, would have anything to do with the mass murder of innocent Native American women and children. Then it turns out that they supplied them with blankets contaminated with smallpox.
Yep.
Purposely contaminated with smallpox. This is historically proven that they did it. Kit Carson did it. They did it.
Well, if y'all want to talk about historic, Ann passed this on to me. Think about this. We had major in history, okay? Let's go for a walk. In history, major plague in 1720. Had a major plague in 1820. 1920. What do we have happening here at 2020? It seems like about every 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is part of...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, too, this is part of their 100-year plan. I mean, look at the timing of this whole thing. Right on time. You know? Am I wrong?
Ron, I know who you are. I was on the show with you way back in 2015. I thought I recognized your voice. Do you remember me?
I'm Ron E. Racing on Facebook.
That's a long time ago.
So, but anyway, with this, you know, and I have to agree with what Virgil said earlier, this is what's going to stop the 2020 election.
Yeah, but that'll backfire. That'll leave Trump in power unless they plan on taking him out, which I would not put past these people in the middle of the two. As blatant and as exposed as it is, they're not going to stop. It's something.
Unless him and his family die of the virus.
Right.
I forgot where I was going. Oh, but what I'm talking about is when you have something like this, what's the first thing they're going to do? National emergency. If we start having cases over here like they're having over there in China, which I think is highly probable, martial law. We've temporarily got to take your weapons for the safety of all. Da-da-da-da-da. You got your perfect setup to make a move, and they will have the backing of the American people because the American people will be going, oh, yes, save us. Help us. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Am I wrong?
Look around,
oh, yeah. And look at and Russell. Let's not forget. Look at those photos real good, boys and girls. Look at the photos of the markets. Look at the photos of no food left in the markets. Okay? Hunger is a hell of a motivation. Hunger will turn the meekest, mildest person into a stark, raving, mad maniac that will kill you for a can of potted meat.
Yep.
Or a person will submit to the government just to have food for him and his family.
Yeah, that's true too.
Watching your kids starve to death and the government's offering you food, you know, that's a motivation. It's a motivator right there, especially if they try to outlaw hunting
and stuff like that, like they do in
some countries. You know what I mean?
Yes, you know, and it's not going to be with mess kits. What you're going to see like out in Somalia and Ethiopia, you're going to see people holding their hands together and they're going to scoop a pile of cold grits in their hand.
Yep.
And that's how you're going to eat unless you have your shit together like Russell said.
Well, you know, it doesn't take a lot to put something there. We don't know where this is going. And by all means, ladies and gentlemen, do not panic. It is not a time to panic, not a time to lose your mind. What we're doing now is extrapolating. We know that there's plenty of opportunity for the thing to take hold here. As Virgil, Ron, Joseph said, homeless population, you get a few people in there, get that started, you've got it going nationwide. And as we've seen in China, something of this, you know, can happen pretty quick. I mean, what's it been, 30 days? If that, somewhere right around 30 days. But the thing of it is, they're going to have to figure something out, and they will, or whatever like that. I would suggest getting out of the city if you have some place to go. If you don't, go to friggin' Sam's or Costco or somewhere like that. Get you a couple bags of rice, a couple bags of beans. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about big bags now. Consider that one bag will feed one person for 90 days. You can kind of give yourself an estimate on that. Get you some meat stuff staying there. I'm going to assume electricity and water is going to keep running, but it may not. So have your little drinking water on hand just in case. And you can pull your garage door down, close up your house, and try to ride it out.
Yep.
As long as you don't have to go out and get in contact with people, you should be okay.
Yep. That's so why I live out in the desert. I don't have to worry about that. I live out in the desert, so I'm good on that part.
That's why I got the Atchafalaya Basin Swamp.
I live way out in the mountains in North Idaho. I've got a creek across the way from me.
But to give
you
another idea, to give you another idea of how this starts, okay? I'm going to use up Russell and Ann and their militia survival get-togethers, all right? Ann is a shelter survivalist guru, okay? High priestess of the wolf pack, all of that, assalamu alaikum, bow down, you know, everything, okay? But Ann is an expert at starting fires with just a flint. Okay. Now, what does she do? You watch her videos. She gets a little tinder built up, and then she strikes her flint, and she gets a little spark going, a little flame, and she adds to it, and she keeps adding to it. She's going to have a freaking bonfire. Okay. Let's look at this virus like you're building a fire from scratch. This keeps adding up. We're going to have a bonfire. We're going to be burning bodies.
Yep.
We're going to be burning bodies. Let me tell you something from experience. A burning body does not smell good. It does not smell like you're putting steaks on the grill. It stinks. It stinks worse than you have ever smelled. You will never smell nothing that stinks worse than a burning human body.
Or a decomposing body. And I've been around
a burning body is worse than a decomposed body. A burning body is worse.
Yes, it is, because they're cooking.
And the thing is, in burn pits, you see, you start off with the fire, you start off, and it starts smoldering. Okay, just like every other mammal, you have body fat that cooks off of these bodies. And that body fat turns into grease. And once you get grease hot enough, I know we've all had this grease on the stove, we've gotten it too hot, what happens? It starts a chain reaction. It starts burning itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the body consumes itself. And you keep adding and adding and adding and adding and adding. Pretty soon, you're adding not only bodies, but you're adding a fuel source. And it's going to make a stink. It's going to make a stink to high heaven. Yep. I guarantee you. You will never forget it. You will never forget. You ever smell burning hair burning hair is nothing to a complete human body burning.
Well, I've been telling people for years and years, you know, you need to learn how to survive in the area that you live in. And
yep.
There's a reason for that, because if something like this happens and you don't know how to survive, well, you're going to be a starving, miserable person.
Well, I tell you what, Russell, Ann, Joseph, Rod, looks like they're going to be putting them FEMA coffins to use.
Yep. That may
be. 10,000 of them ordered, too.
I do have something to say about this coronavirus. First of all you listeners out there, these guys are Marines, okay? They're hardcore. Don't let them terrify you. Don't piss yourself, okay? Here's the deal. Use common sense. Wash your hands. Go pull up a video on proper hand washing techniques. You need to wash them really good, and there's a technique to this. And most germs are spread through your hands. So also invest in some Lysol. Lysol your house down. Take extra vitamin C. And let's not forget that the traitor, Barack Hussein Obama, who sold out America, also sold out our right to have fresh food and labels. Mm-hmm. So anything that you could be eating now could actually be coming from China. And we don't really know how, you know, you can leave that meat in the refrigerator for a month and it's still red. So it's kind of crazy. I buy my food from the local meat market. And so we know all this virus is going on. Maybe you might want to just take it, just go down to the meat market, buy fresh food, you know, keep up your immunity, take your extra vitamins for your immunity, be sure and take mm-hmm. lots of vitamin C for your immunity, and do some things to help prevent the virus by doing these things. Avoid large places, large crowds. I don't think everybody has the ability just to get out of the city, but I mean, I can understand what, that's a really good logic, but I understand that people just can't do that. So if you're going to do that, then, you know, use precautions. Even if you just get a little, one of those little face masks that they have at the hospital, if you have to be in public, that wouldn't even hurt. And if the contamination continues to spread in America, you might want to get one of those little masks, and you might want to get those little hand gloves, because not everybody can afford to stay home, and not everybody can do that. They just thought, I can do that, but my mm-hmm. husband is still going to. I told Alex, my little girl, I said, if it gets up to 15% in America, Alex, your ass is going out of school and you're going back into public school. I said, but hey, last time you got a trip to Australia out of the deal. So, you know, it might not be so bad. But I told her,
right.
If it gets to a certain percent, I'm jerking your ass out of school. But see, that still doesn't help. Like when my roommate Alan comes home or Keith comes home, they have to work. We have to pay the bills. And they have to be around people. So Keith came home tonight, and the first thing he does, he tells my daughter, and he just sneezes. Well, he grabs his hand, and he throws his hands over his mouth. He sneezes in his hands. And I'm like, cover your mouth when you cough. You know, there's corona going around. And he's like, I did. I said, I know. You coughed in your hand, and then you reached over and just kept on working on Alex's project that you're working on, contaminating my child with corona. I said, next time, lean over and cough into your shirt sleeve, and then go wash your hands, you know. And so I know that sounds a little bit harsh, but I just try to – I'm just a bitch like that. I can't help it, you know. It's just my nature.
Right.
And so – but it's just common sense. Common sense can help spread this disease a whole lot, you know, just stop
mm-hmm.
the spread of it a little bit, you know, if you use some common sense. And that's all I have to say about that.
And watch –
but, you know, it's true. But
and watch your kids.
Don't order from Amazon.
Watch your kids.
I order – Yes, I order like 1,000,000,000 things a day from Amazon. Well, today my kid gets a package from Amazon. We open it up, and the first thing she sees is made in China. She's like, oh, my God. She's like, go watch this. It was a plastic package. It was a package of plastic. I said, no, Alex, that's probably in a warehouse. I ordered it 2 days ago. It didn't come from China. But now, it didn't come right now. So kids are safe. Open your product and then go in there and wash your hands very thoroughly with soap and water, you know?
No,
so
you
need
to use
common sense with trying to help to spread it and watching your immunity.
Do you guys have cash and carry for you guys?
What?
Well, you know, watch your children in school. These schools are ground zero for germ warfare with children these days. They've
mm-hmm.
got these illegal migrant children mixing in the public school system. None of them have their basic inoculations. They're letting them slide. If your kid comes home not feeling good, don't take the chance. Take them to the emergency room and get them checked. take them to the doctor.
No, 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 don't do that. That's the worst thing you can do is take them to the emergency room. I got viral meningitis sitting in an emergency room with my mother. You don't want to go to the emergency room. That's where all this crap is at. I'm scared of them. Virgil, I'm like, don't go to the hospital. I just canceled all my physical therapy for the whole month of February because I'm not even going to take a chance on going anywhere near that hospital unless I have to go. I'll admit, I'm terrified. I took my mom to the emergency room, and 24 hours later, I had viral meningitis. Y'all probably remember that.
Uh-huh.
I was high on morphine, making all kinds of videos. It was horrible, you know.
Well, you guys can also, people need to stock up on, like you're saying, the vitamin D, the vitamin E, though, also. And also, what's the name of that tea that's good for you when you're sick? You need raw honey as well. Just stock up on that. If you guys have a, like, up here we have a cash and carry. Well, it's not here. It's 60 miles from my house, but I go to it. And you can buy a 50-pound bag of rice, sugar, beans, whatever, you know what I mean, for like 20 bucks. You know, I mean, I probably have like 1,000 pounds of that crap, you know, stockpiled.
Between Russell and Virgil, I bet we have 7,000 MREs, okay? I mean, I think Russell, Virgil, and myself are probably stocked for the end of the world already. I keep a swimming pool going all year round and with bleach.
Well,
so, I mean, just so I have extra water
a lot of bleach.
For dogs and stuff.
I made my own MREs.
Oh, wait, never mind.
I made
Russell's
my own MREs with
that fancy stuff.
I make my own MREs with the Mylar bags and the oxygen absorbers. And believe it or not, just a regular hair straightener. You don't have to buy a fancy sealer. You just use one of those fancy, just a simple dollar store hair straightener, just like Ann or anybody else, and you rub it across the top of that bag with that oxygen sealer in it, and the next day it's just as tight as a drum. I've got about 30 pounds of oatmeal, macaroni, powdered cheese, dehydrated eggs, dehydrated milk, not the powder, dehydrated. It doesn't taste fresh. It tastes like it's, you know, next day leftovers, the eggs, but they are good. One little pack with 2 cups of water makes equal to a dozen eggs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can feed a lot of people with a dozen eggs, you know, and the dehydrated bacon and the canned chicken, the canned poultry and things like that, the canned hams. I get those. I look for the dates, you know, 3-4 year expiration dates, and I get those. And when it comes close to the date, well, we use them, and then we just get some more, you know. You know, things like that, raisins. Do you know how many raisins you can put in a Mylar pack with an oxygen absorber, and pecans and walnuts and all that shit, and eat the shit out of that and survive for weeks and weeks and weeks on that? I mean, it's very easy to do and very cheap. Mylar bags are very cheap, and those oxygen absorbers. You can get those at any Walmart, any store. I mean, they're very easy to use. You just push all the air out, drop one in, and then seal it up, and the oxygen absorber does the rest. I mean, they're very good. I've got ammo cans, big ammo cans, you know, stockpiled full of them. You know, the ammo cans keep the rodents and bugs out of it. The rodents and the ants and the roaches. You know, they got rubber seals on the top of them, and they seal up tight.
Yep.
And in case you got to get out real quick, it makes it real easy to pack these things out and stack them up. They're made to stack on your four-wheeler, on your SUV, or whatever. You know, I can load the back of my pickup truck now if I had the amount. I could load that up with 5 years' worth of food, worth of supplies, because I can stack it in the ammo cans. I know where it's at in the house and everything. I've got everything in ammo cans, you know, just about everything, just about. I'm working on a few things right now that I'm going to have to get some more ammo cans for, but
Well, these dust masks work. I was looking at face masks, you know, those kind that you use for dust, you know. Would those work?
No, those don't work for biological. You got to get the biological filters.
Okay. So even the little paper ones wouldn't work, like I was talking about, because they use those at hospitals.
Yeah, those would work for...
Because I have filters
that are
built in.
I have one of the full ones, the full face masks, one for each member of my family, just in case, with extra filters.
Yeah, you got, I think, the M208. I believe that's what they would call, Russell. Correct me if I'm wrong, if my demented memory serves me right, the M208 gas mask.
The only one
I'm familiar
with was the M80.
The M80 gas mask. You could get the biofilters with those. It comes with interchangeable canisters on the side.
Back then they were just like the really small filters and stuff, but then they change them up a little bit. Now they actually have canisters on them. Which is the one I'm running now.
I'll tell you what, it's that time to go on a break, so you guys want to do a second hour show, or?
Well, I got to depart, ladies and gentlemen, because I got thumbs up to go back to work, so I got to try to get back to my sleep.
Yeah. I'm trying to go back to work too. I'm trying to get all this red tape cleared up with L&B Transport.
I figured you'd be on the road already.
I should be on the road right now, but I have to deal with the crossing of the T's and dotting the I's and chicken shit check a man's lawyers. So it should be by the end of the week. It should be by the end of the week, and I hope so, because I'm broke as the Ten Commandments right now.
Wow. So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back on the air tomorrow night. Anna, thank you for calling in. I was happy you called in. I was actually surprised with the everything and stuff. So we'll continue.
That's why Russell's leaving early. That's why Russell's leaving early. They're going to pull some collusion.
How did you know I was there? How did you know I was right down the street from Russell? Did he tell you? Russell,
I have my agents watching you, man. I got my agents watching you.
What can I say? I love Marines. It's my weakness. Oh, and Waldo, I didn't mean to say that y'all were too good for y'all's MREs. I realize y'all had y'all's MREs when you did service, but I guess y'all tired of them because now Russell has all that fancy stuff that's really good, and I was just a little jealous. I didn't mean that y'all didn't do your service and eat your MREs. I did not mean that by any means. Did not take it that way. I know you did.
Well, we didn't have MREs. We didn't have them fancy things. We ate out of cans.
I don't know what Russell had the other day when we were like sleeping out in the woods together, but it was really good. It was like biscuits and gravy. It was like sausage.
We were eating Korean and Vietnam War surplus.
World War II stuff, huh?
Well, it went through three stages there. They had the sea rats, all right, and some of those were actually okay. I mean, you got the beans and weenies. That was a pretty good one. Beans and motherfuckers.
The pound cakes are good.
You know, and then they went to what they called the lurks. And they were developed for the long range reconnaissance patrols, right? And this is all dehydrated shrimp, which kind of rationalized the government. The military thinking and stuff like that. So, this stuff is no life, but you got to carry 19 motherfucking gallons of water to fucking eat the shit.
Yep.
There's the catch.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why we always, every Marine in the field always carries an industrial large box of kindergarten-sized crayons with them to munch on in case of an emergency.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow night, and then everything will continue.
The purple one stays the best.
Purple is my favorite flavor.
Yep.
Well, we'll continue tomorrow night and come back. Then Thursday night, I'm going to have a very special guest. I'm going to have Chris Matthews, who's going to be on, who's actually running for Congress. And he actually knocked on my door today. And we got to talking and stuff, so I'm going to invite him on the show Thursday night and everything. So look for that. Tomorrow night we'll continue this talk with the coronavirus and bring it all up to date and everything else. And then
all right.
So tomorrow night.
I want to ask just a quick question.
All right.
What y'all think about Bloomberg's Super Bowl commercial?
I didn't watch it, so I heard about it.
Boycott it.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to expect from Bloomberg? It was Bloomberg. That's pretty much what I expected from him. You know, he bought the wide receivers. What the hell? Somebody quit snorting into your phone and right there. Sounded like somebody was gagging on dicks, but
wasn't me. Might have been Roger back here.
No, wasn't me.
But anyway, damn, I completely lost my train of thought. Anyway, good night, America. We'll talk to you later. This is Gunny. I'm out of here.
All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow. And thank you. Call back tomorrow night if you can.
Yes, please. Please do.
Well, I will. Love you guys.
Love you all.
I'm out.
Love you too, darling.
You can't run the world again.